So a great big thank you for gathering today, both in person and online. If you're joining us live streaming, it's so good to gather and worship Christ and celebrate. Our entire time is designed to be a celebration. This coming week, we launch a brand new series. So even starting tomorrow, the top of the week, we invite you into the book of Ephesians. We're going to be taking a fall adventure in Paul's epistle to the Ephesians. We invite you there this week. I invite you to take a dive and into Ephesians this week, and please read in advance this week. This epistle, this letter from Paul, go ahead, read all six chapters this week. It's a quick read. You can do it in one setting. And then invite you to each day read the opening 14 verses. Across this fall, we're going to be taking a deep dive into those 14 verses, and we'll echo in and out of Ephesians and other spots in Ephesians this fall. But we invite you there. We're excited about this brand new series. Who do you think you are? We're going to discover in greater ways who we are in Christ this fall as we journey in Ephesians. What a week of meaningful impact this week has been. It's been a fantastic week. Manor Serves, wow, you have done incredible things as a team this week. I want to say right out of the gate a great big thanks to Randy Wolf and Brian Gerlach for helping us all week long stay on mission and be coordinated together. Will you join me in thanking them? They've given great leadership this week. So appreciate, and everybody who has served. Our time together this morning is designed as a collage of stories, and along the way we're going to sing and give praise to Christ for the joy of serving because of his love. Our big aim is just that, to celebrate God's gracious gifts and the Christ-exalting opportunities this morning that we have had all week long, and this morning as we look back not only on this week, but the ongoing opportunities consistently to serve Christ. We said it over the last several weeks that this was a punctuated week of service. In a sense, a spark plug for us to remind us how important serving truly is. But we really have opportunities all the time. All the time. Out in our community, here in these walls, in and through our life groups, incredible opportunities. So we're going to hear a collage of stories about serving. But I just want to remind us why. I just want to remind us for just a couple moments why. Now, this isn't going to be a classic teaching session. We'll jump back into that next week as we start Who Do You Think You Are in the book of Ephesians. But I want to remind us why. Why? It's so important to pause and reflect and gain this reminder as we get ready to hear stories. What is the deep motivation behind such good? Well, why do we aim to do good? Well, here at Manor Church, this is our vision together. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's about his life, love, and work flowing through our lives, love, and work. We believe that we reflect the image of Jesus more and more, that we grow as his followers, that we reveal ourselves to be his active, devoted disciples as we let his life, love, and work flow through us. And so we come to know him more, we abide in him, and we let his values get all over our hearts and all over our lives in such a passionate way that his values begin to take over our old values, old ways of living, and we start to live more and more in his image because of his grace, because of his example, his ultimate example of holiness and goodness, his ultimate example of grace-based living. And so we're passionate about really living the Jesus life and about letting life in Christ impact our daily work, all we have, all we are, every day, in every way, all we do and all we say. It's such a privilege to live that way. It's all about Jesus. And so we learn to value four things. We learn to value four things together. We love God. We're passionate about that. We love God. The apostle who was known as the disciple Jesus loved, he captured it this way. 1 John 4:19, the apostle John said, "We love because he first loved us." We love because he first loved us. He did not leave us in our lost condition. He did not leave us in our sinfulness. He did not leave us in our confusion, in our mistaken sense of purpose. He gave us a brand new way to live because of his grace. He loved us like that. And as a result, we respond out of love to him. We respond in love toward the God who loved us so much that he sent his one and only son so that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. We love God and we love others. Because of his love poured into our lives, we love others. John 13, 35, in the upper room, as he was getting ready to go to the cross and as he was washing his disciples' feet in humility, he bowed down and he washed their feet out of humble service. And Jesus said, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Lives marked by that kind of act of love reveal us to indeed be his followers, his disciples. We love God, we love others, and we share the good news. We highly value sharing, proclaiming, living the good news. So the Apostle Paul, Acts 20, verse 24, says, "However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me. The task of testifying to the good news of God's grace." This is that good news, that gospel, that victory cry. Jesus has won. He's won the victory over sin and death. He's winning the victory in your life and mine as you in faith follow him, as you in faith trust him. The victory is won. King Jesus is winning. He's won. His work on the cross, his triumph over the grave, the king, King Jesus, has won, and the gospel is that proclamation. It's shouting, King Jesus has won. And we proclaim that as we proclaim the message of his death, burial, and resurrection. We proclaim this gospel, this good news. We love God, we love others, we share good news, and we do good. We do good. This means we step back into that Genesis 1 likeness of God, that image of God. Because of Jesus, we get to live tov. We get to live goodness. We get to more and more reflect the image of God and that goodness in the lives of people all around us, in our culture, in our towns, in our cities, in our neighborhoods, in our homes. We get to do good. And Paul says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people." It is good to do good. It's so good to do good. And you know, as we do that, as we seek to be the kind of place where we are regularly serving, where we are regularly doing good as Jesus' people, in doing good, it often supplies this incredible way for people who don't yet believe to actually sense they belong. You see, all of us are, well, we're stamped, we're wired, we're wired up and stamped with the image of God on us, all of us. Now, it's really good when grace enters the picture and someone believes, and then in extra, even better ways, we serve and we live out this goodness. But all along the way, as we partner up with other people in doing good, it is amazing how people can sense they belong, and then they can explore more about what it means to believe. I'm recalling my friend Jack, who years ago, when I served as pastor at Daybreak Church before coming here, Jack was a member of the community out there in our community. He actually owned the UPS store in our area. And the UPS store, our church plant, the UPS store was our office. And we had everything printed there and shipped from there and everything. And Jack didn't belong to a local faith community. He wasn't sure yet what he believed. And I'll never forget the day I walked into the UPS store and Jack said to me, hey, I'm glad to see you today. He goes, come out to my car with me. And I'm like, what in the world? And so I follow him out. And as I go out, Jack says to me, he goes, "So I was listening to the podcast this week." I'm like, what podcast? "Well, your podcast." He goes, the church, because I was listening to the message this week. And he said, I heard you talking about this serve day that Daybreak's doing. And he said, I wanted to get in on it. And so he pops his trunk and here's all of these cases of water, like stacks and stacks of water. And I said, "Jack, wow." He goes, I want to just do my part. I want to just help out. And I said, "That's phenomenal." I said, "Hey, how about you come Saturday? Come to the park and help us give away water." And he said, I think I might just do that. And he came and he partnered up with what we were doing. And wouldn't you know it, a few weeks later, as I'm back in our office, back in the UPS store, he looks at me and says, "Hey, could we do coffee? So I got some questions." And that started this journey in Jack's life. And a few months later, I'll never forget the day Jack looked at me and he goes, I get it now, I believe. I get it now. Last night, I got down on my knees and I asked Jesus to be my Lord, my Savior, my King. And you see, it was that opportunity to serve alongside other people that helped him sense I belong and I'm involved and I'm in on this. And then it opened a door for him to process and think about and explore and eventually believe. And God just works in incredible ways that way. That's one way, just one way in which at times God chooses to work. So serving expresses our love for God and our active love for others and expresses this good news and often builds doorways and windows into people's lives where we get to share the good news with them in incredible ways. Ephesians 2:10, St. Paul, again, he says it this way, "For we are God's handiwork." Notice that. This is God's work. This is a work of grace. Right before this, he says, we can't boast about it. It's not of our own works. This is God's work created in Christ Jesus. We are God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do good, which God prepared in advance for us to do. To do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. It's fantastic to remember why. Why we do this.